So, guys, I will start now the presentation. My name is Iker Pedrosa, and I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. Well, today, Erwin was supposed to come here and present something about garage door opening with passkeys. But apparently, there's some time of curse because, well, he couldn't come. And I will present a topic that I was supposed to be presenting last year about passkeys also. So I will show you today the final results, because last year, Alexander, who is there, kindly volunteered to present my talk. And now I will do a kind of lightning talk very, very fast about, well, the problem and the solution that we gave. So, introduction. As you may be all aware, in January 2022, the US government released a memorandum where they constrained their agencies and their the companies working for them to use zero trust architecture. So if we focus just on the topics about user authentication and authorization, we'll see that the memorandum speaks about centrally managed users, and more specifically about using multi-factor authentication and passwordless. On top of that, it explains that they should use single sign-on as much as possible. And they mention two specific protocols to achieve this. One of them is PIF, or smart cards, and the other one is FIDO2. So let's speak about FIDO2 a little bit, why users should be aware of this authentication method and why it's important for them. First of all, because it's passwordless, so you don't need to remember lots of passwords. You also don't need to, So you don't need to beware when there's some type of leak in one web page or some service that you are using, because the private key resides in this token that is here, and it never leaves it. So you will not have any problem with data breaches or any other kind of problem. On top of that, it enables a strong authentication by providing multi-factor authentication. So the keys that I'm using, they usually ask for the PIN, but you also have some others that ask for some fingerprint or some other kind of biometric reading. So the design is quite simple. So we have a user with a FIDO2 key. It goes to some computer, connects it there, and using SSSD, they will contact the ADM server and authenticate there and get a Kerberos ticket to do the single sign-on. So in this case, we are speaking about IDM server because the best integration is achieved with it, because we'll get the Kerberos ticket. If you are using some other type of LDAP server, you will be able to authenticate, but you won't get the Kerberos ticket. So if you want to know more details, the first link is the talk that I was speaking about before that was given by Alexander here at FOSBEN last year. Second one happened last year also at DEF CON in June, I think, if I remember correctly. It was me giving it, and you will have some progress in that area. So now it's time for the demo, or the demo Gorgon, who knows, because I never was able to, you know, do this demo lively. Yeah, you know, it's like that. So first of all, we have I'm authenticated in a SSSD client, and we also have an APA server. So I will add a new user, which will be called Iker. And here, the important point is that you need to set the authentication type to passkey. Sorry. So the first part, I guess you all are aware of it if you are IPA users, but the second one is kind of the new thing. So I will create a user like that. OK, it can already exist. So let's try another one. So that's my sister. So we have created the user, and now we need to register the passkey for this user. Okay, yes, with that, I will press enter. Just login.
I guess I don't. Ah, yeah, I forgot the name. Now I need to enter the PIN. And now, well, I need to touch the device. The device is already blinking, so it's kind of obvious. And you see there, down below, the passkey mapping data. I will show it to you. Well, I will clear the screen and show this user. So we have user Ainhoa, and here we have the passkey mapping data. So now I will change users because, you know, if you are root, you can authenticate as any user. And I will try to authenticate as user Ainhoa. Okay, I need to set. Okay, first of all, you need to insert the passkey and then press enter. You are prompted for the PIN that you need to input. And finally, you don't see it on the screen, but the LID is blinking here on the FIDO2 device, and I need to touch it. Okay, perfect. So we are here. We are user Ainhoa, and as we are using a free IPA server, if I show it, okay. We have here a Kerberos ticket, so that at this point we would be able to authenticate to any other service or application that is enrolled to this server. One thing to notice here is that, well, the key needs to be physically connected to the device where you are trying to authenticate. Okay, you cannot do it remotely with SSH or something like that. This is important because, well, I heard some people asking me this question, and, well, currently it's not possible, at least, to do the remote authentication. Okay, so some conclusions. Availability of this feature. First one is SSSD 2.9.4. You can try with the 2.9.0, but it has some bugs, so I would recommend you to go to this one. We also have free IPA 4.11.0. And if we are speaking about specific distributions that have this software, you can use Fedora 39 or CentOS Stream 9. Some reference links. So we brought three design pages, two for SSSD and one for free IPA. The first one for SSSD is about doing the local authentication. And the second one is about doing the Kerberos integration. And if you would like to test this feature on your own, I wrote a Fedora Magazine article that was kindly translated by a Chinese reader. So you have there the demo and how to work with it. If you don't want to mess up with your production environment for some reason, you can use SSSD CI containers. This project is it provides a set of containers that you can use to test SSSD, IPA, LDAP, and things like that. You will find the instructions in the GitHub page. The only thing that changes is that you need to run, you need to connect the FIDO2 key first, and then you need to run makeup passkey instead of makeup, so that you can redirect the FIDO2 device to the containers. Okay, so that was all. I think we have some time for questions, right, Trivino?
Yes,
so
we have 4 minutes.
So the system didn't ask you to touch your device. Is that some limitation, or was that just not implemented yet?
No, it's a feature in reality, because you can have the FIDO2 device connected, and some application or some malicious actor could try to sneak in, and as your device is already connected, they could use it to perform the authentication. So if you press it, you demonstrate that it's actually you who is trying to authenticate in this device. Can you speak louder?
You indicated it will not work remote at the moment. However, would this possibly work with USB redirection, for instance, in Citrix?
Yeah. The question is, would this work with USB redirection? And the answer is yes. Yeah, we would be able to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, question here.
If we lose this key,
yeah,
what happens?
Okay, so somebody asked a good question here, as what happens if you lose your key? You are doomed. So my recommendation is to have at least another authentication method, or you could have two keys. That's what I have. So I have one here, and I have another one at home. If I lose one, okay, I won't be able to do this demonstration here or to authenticate somewhere, but when I arrive home, I have it there, and I can use it to authenticate.
But we cannot store somewhere the algorithms.
No. No, the private key, so this uses public key algorithms, and the private key resides in the key, and you, as long as I know, you cannot bring keep
key out.
Key out, yeah. So.
Do you have any plans to support built-in platform authenticators like Windows Hello?
So, yeah. So the question is if we have any plans to implement to integrate Windows Solo, you said, right?
No, the hardware now has the FIDO key in it.
Yes.
You don't need a USB to extend the hardware. Every piece of hardware now has FIDO built in. Can't we just use the platform authenticator?
Not yet.
No.
I will answer you maybe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Not yet. What this project supports is FIDO 2. So any effort to extend it to support a platform authenticators should be against the FIDO 2 project. And then we will inherit that much.
So the question was whether we are supporting platform authentications, and the answer is no. We don't have those plans yet. So, Trivinio, how much time do you have?
I think, yes, we have room for one more question.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. So, who's left?
So, there.
How do you solve the PIN code? Like, with which hash function do you use to store the PIN code, and do you have any PIN code policy?
Okay, so the question is, which is the cryptographic algorithm that we use to store the PIN? And the answer is, I don't know. This is embedded in the FIDO2 key. So in reality, we ask for the PIN, and we relay this information to the FIDO2 key. And it's them, the FIDO2 key, who does all the decryption, and who, it signs an attestation that it's you who are doing the request and send this to the server.
It's PKCSD2.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Is PKCSD2 normally like a key derivative algorithm which is used for output?
Thank you.
So,
okay.
I'm so sorry because we don't have a problem.